Houston, station on 2 for PAS.
Go ahead on 2.
Kathy, just to let you know, the original request for the PAO that today was for the airlock, and there was some back and forth about, you know, what we thought was best to accommodate given the other activities in there today. So I believe that people were now thinking we would do it in the gym, but we just wanted to let you know we are happy to do it in the airlock per the original request. So assuming that is still what you guys would like, we will plan on airlock for the PAO.
Okay, we copy out. That sounds fine to us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Station Huntsville, station on 2 for Sophie and Biomonger.
Huntsville, station Sophie, Sophie on 2.
Hey Sophie, good morning. We are not seeing a good connect LED turning green on the Biomonger controller. Could you double check the Ethernet cable on that controller and make sure it's fully seated?
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that. And I saw the good LEDs, but I'll double check again.
Copy, thank you.
Pencil from Tofium 2 for LED status.
Sophie, go ahead.
Yes, so I'll see that the status LED close to the power button is not on, and indeed the connect LED is not on as well. And I read this morning the power switch was already on, so I did not activate, but I did not see the on and off of the status LED, so I assumed it was correct, but actually it's not lit.
Copy, and we're seeing the same on the ground. We'll take a power cycle of the controller unit.
Copy, power cycle in work. Pencil from Sophie, power cycle was performed, and status LED is still not on.
Copy that, stand by.
Pencil from Sophie, I see good LEDs now.
And Sophie, copy, we see the same on the ground. Good connection, thank you.
Thanks to you.
Houston, station Jack Salmabes. I'm in a central tank terrain. The UK filtering valve is in process. Looking for your go 2.4, please.
And Jack, you are go, and 2.4, safing in step 1 is complete, and the expected Brian Yedeve number is 1319.
319, I see it. Houston, station Jack for central tank terrain, step 2.14.
Go ahead.
The UPA fill drain valve is in process. The UPA compressor hose with the red tape is connected to the compressor port. And the UPA fill drain is connected to EDVA 1319 with an untapped Adasha valve linear. I think you're go at 2.14.
And Jack, can you confirm that the fill drain valve is in drain, not process?
Yeah, I might have misspoken there. The UPA fill drain valve is indeed in drain. Jessica wants me to point out that my knee bone is connected to my ankle bone.
That's good to hear. And we copy our go. We'll take care of the commanding to drain.
Okay.
Station Huntsville, station round 2 for Jack and MVP.
Huntsville, station Jack's on the deuce. You have 145 cam 2 for MVP.
And Huntsville's with you, Jack. We have a good field of view, and while I have you, you can skip step 6.3 of this procedure.
Get that 6.3. Welcome.
Station Huntsville, spacing around 2 for Jack.
Good day on 2.
Hey, can you reconnect those NCL supply and return cables to the payload and then disconnect on the rack side?
It's true for the power data cables as well.
And Jack, everything will stay connected to the payload. So as long as everything's connected to the payload, you're going to move all that when you transfer the payload.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks. Phil, station Jackson 2. Step 3.2, there's a 30-second timer before opening the MVP door. Just so I make sure I'm doing this right, what's 30 seconds from what?
And that's 30 seconds from power off, Jack.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
And Jack, I'm still spacing around too while you have 30 seconds. If you could check those NCL QDs on the express rack one more time. We saw a small accumulator drop down here. Just want to make sure they're not still actively leaking.
There was a little bit coming out of the supply line at my first attempt at a D-mate, but I did that over rotation thing a couple times and then slowly backed it off in that scene. to stop it, but I will pop the cap off and double check it's still not leaking.
Copy, thanks.
Houston, airlock on 2, just checking on the loop scrub for Houston steps.
And I know all the Houston steps are complete. You're go to pick up in this procedure at step 4, and just a reminder to remove your watch and any other personal jewelry before you begin.
Of course, Kathy. I will absolutely do that. And I've got the Node 1 camera on as well.
We copy, and we see those cameras on board.
Soul Station, Jackson 2, welcome aboard Gem Cam 2 for the second half of MVP, and a storage question for you.
And Jack, you know we're always watching. We have a good field of view in the gym, and go ahead with your storage question.
Piece of foam labeled centrifuge, part number BSTA410. It looks like it's mostly empty. There might be a Ziploc with a cap in there. Was in Alpha Thought Golf 2. I just popped up here into the Bravo 1 slot temporarily, but presumably there is a long-term place that you want that.
Jack, you're correct. We were tracking that to be in JLP 1, Aft 1, Bravo 1, Charlie 1.
Aft 1, Bravo 1, Charlie 1, not the JLP. I will put it there.
Copy, thanks.
Houston, airlock on 2 for step 25.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Kathy, this step is listed as a PSA step, but I think it should be a UIA step, just confirming with you before I throw the power on the UIA.
And that is correct. That's a miss. It should be on the UIA.
Station Huntsville, space down 2 for Jack and MVP stowage.
Yes, ma'am.
We were checking that you have 2 extra vent closeout panels that you removed from that Golf 2 location. I have a stowage location for you if you want it.
Shoot.
All right, JLP, port 1, Bravo 1, Charlie 1, and 1.0 CTB payload hardware serial number 1203.
Sorry, Jessica was talking in the middle of that. Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, of course. JLP, port 1, Bravo 1, Charlie 1, 1.0 CTB payload hardware serial number 1203.
All right, Bravo 1, Charlie 1, 1023. I'll put that at work.
And that's 1203 if you can't find 1023.
Houston, airlock on 2 for serial number.
Go ahead on 2.
All right, the LCVG is 3391 and the scrubber is 1007.
Okay, we copy 3391 and 1007. Those are good numbers.
Houston Node 3, looking for a go in 3.1.2, that the number 1 transferred in rather than number 2 situation.
And you have a go in 3.1.2.
Oh, in 3.1.2.
And airlock, Anil, just to be clear, you do have a go to continue with those numbers.
Copy, go. Thanks, Kathy. In Houston, airlock on 2, starting loop scrub now.
Okay, we copy. Loop scrub in it at 10:31 GMT.
And Kathy, how's the view?
It's suspect, according to your gray tape.
Jack said I could take that off in an hour, or I'm going to stay on station for a year or two.
We were trying to read it, but the view is good, thanks.
Houston, Station and Jacks, on the deuce for step 5.8, recycle tank drain. The UPA fill drain position is in fill. The urine transfer compressor hose with the red tape is disconnected from the compressor port, and the compressor port remains untapped. My ankle bone remains connected to my knee bone.
Once again, that's a great config. Thanks, Jack. Station Houston on 2 for Anil and loop scrub.
Houston, airlock on 2 with biosonic filters, serial number 1008.
That's a good number, and you are go to continue.
Houston, airlock. We've started the 2-hour timer right now at 11:53.
Hey, we copy. 11:53. Timer starts.
Station Munich on 2 for Sophie and Relax Pro. Station Munich on 2 for Sophie and Relax Pro.
Sophie's on the on 2.
Hi Sophie, I hope you're having a nice day. We just wanted to ask you, we can see that you're going into your Relax Pro activity, and we believe that Anil relocated some antiseptic wipes from kit 01 to kit 02 this morning, but we didn't get any feedback on how many wipes are now in kit 02. So when you go in there, if you wouldn't mind telling us the number of antiseptic wipes, we'd really appreciate it.
There's 0.723 wipes remaining. Sorry, just kidding. Yeah, I'm counting now.
You had me there. Thanks, Sophie.
Nick from Sophie for wipes.
Go ahead, Sophie.
I counted 16. I would add a narrow bar of 1, so 16 plus or minus 1.
That's great. 16 plus or minus 1. Thank you very much, Sophie.
You're welcome.
Station Huntsville, Sophie Round 2 for Jack and Crew Note.
I am Jack's favorite Crew Note.
Hey, Jack, sorry to interrupt your drum solo. We saw you found that Sam's Ziploc in your SSL move activity. I have a location for that if you don't mind moving in.
Ready, copy.
All right, that will go to JLP Aft 1 Golf in a bigger Ziploc bag labeled Sam's Hardware.
Sorry, I missed the last two sentences, or the last two words. What's the name of the Ziploc bag?
Just labeled Sam's Hardware.
All right, JLP Aft 1 Golf Sam's Hardware.
Good read.
Houston Station Jackson 2 for robots and a robo question.
Go ahead on 2.
Using robot, I closed the window that lets me switch between real-time and non-real-time, and I can't find that window again, so I'm hoping you guys can tell me how I can reopen that.
And which one are you needing, the real-time or the non-real-time?
I want both. Normally there's a window up that you can swap between, and it's effective to switch between the two, and I just closed the window. I'm in non-real-time now, and I'd like to go just real-time be able to swap back and forth. So looking for the window that gives me that option.
Okay, we copy the question. We're going to have to get hold of Robo because they're not in yet. So give us just a minute to figure that out.
Yeah, there's absolutely no rush on that. That can wait a couple hours. My second Robo question, again, not a rush at all. When we go to the EHDC, actually, I'm just going to send this one down on the email to the team. Thanks.
Okay, copy, thanks.
Next, Sophie on 2 for Relax Pro.
We're with you on 2, Sophie.
Yeah, so I've covered everything to try to pair the watch on my iPad, the one that I use, it's my spare one, 1083. It doesn't work. It doesn't work as well on 1084. I tried to restart, disconnect, reconnect, everything, like the normal troubleshooting steps that usually work. It does not work today. So now I was going to hop on T2 because otherwise there will be some conflicting on T2 schedule. If you don't mind, I don't have the watch right now. It's still not paired with my iPad, but I have it on my wrist. It's done, and the pairing, I call you after the T2 session, if it's okay for you.
Thanks for letting us know, Sophie. Okay, you tried with 1083 and 1084, tried restarting everything you can. We're happy for you to don the watch, and then we'll go to the pairing later. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack or Jessica regarding robot.
Sam.
Hey, we're still waiting on Robo to get here, but they did say one easy way for you to get that window back up is to reload the triple jump saved session, and then it should come back up.
Okay. I will probably do that after we're done looking at it. Thanks. I appreciate you guys looking that up.
And if that ends up not working for some reason, just let us know. Robo is expected to arrive sometime shortly.
Yeah, will do. Thanks very much.
Station Munich on 2 for Anil and Smartwatch.
Anil on 2.
Hi Anil, I hope you don't mind us grabbing you before you start your next activity. We had a call from Sophie earlier. She's having a bit of trouble connecting her smartwatch to her iPad, and we wanted to suggest step number 8 of the procedure you carried out earlier to decimal 001 to make sure that that smartwatch had been well disconfigured from your iPad, so specifically unpairing it from everywhere and then forgetting that in the Bluetooth. Would you have any time to do that for us now?
You mean you want me to repeat it? Because I did disconnect it in the Everywhere app from Bluetooth. I disconnected it, forget device on my Bluetooth, and then I turned off my Bluetooth for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that sounds as though you've done it exactly right. We do think there's a possibility that the smartwatch is still connected to your app. Maybe it still appears in the Bluetooth, for example. If you wouldn't mind just going closer to Sophie, who is currently wearing the smartwatch, and then double-checking that it does no longer appear in Everywhere or in your Bluetooth, we'd really appreciate that.
Okay, will do.
Thanks, Anil.
Good day, station on 2. I went by Sophie. I cycled through Bluetooth and Everywhere app. I don't see it there, and I also threw in a iPad reboot.
Thanks very much for doing that, Anil. That is good information for us, and we will carry on working this with Sophie.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack. We know you're probably still eating. We're up. About to hit an LOS, but we wanted to let you know you are go per step 7 in your last recycle tank activity when you're ready.
Houston Station, Jackson on the Deuce. Copy, I'm going step 7, and I appreciate the heads up. My commander just gave me some counseling on managing my Optimus better.
Hey, don't beat yourself up. Those 5-minute LOSs are pretty hard to see when you're zoomed out.
Totally unrelated. Is there a chance I could have a PPC later today?
We are wondering, are you being serious? I think it's 30 seconds to LOS.
We have volunteered to provide that PPC for Jack, so he doesn't need one.
Copy all. Thanks for covering, Anil. And we'll see you on the other side of the 5-minute LOS.
Phoenix Station, Sophie and Sue for Relax Pro. Good news!
I like the sound of this. We're with you on 2, Sophie.
I tried to pair again, and it worked. So now all nominal.
That is fantastic news. Thanks for doing that, Sophie. Thanks for trying again.
Station Huntsville, station on 2 for Anil and Jack, and Walker Relay.
Huntsville, Jack with you on 2.
Jack on the Deuce again. If it helps you guys with this coordination, wanted to let you know that big picture, you're just going to swap your two lockers into their vice versa locations. So if you want to work in tandem, uninstall at the same time, and then just swap locations and reinstall, that might be helpful.
Okay, that's great advice. We will chat about it and muddle our way through.
It's only bumbling if you don't get to the end result.
Thanks for the optimism.
And Anil on the Deuce, I've got 2 cameras on, and I'm working on the 2 lockers.
And Anil, copy, we see both views, and both views are good.
Houston, airlock on the Deuce.
Just on 2.
Just verifying that the battery maintenance is complete, and we're ready for the terminate activity.
You are go, Jessica.
Thank you, Pooja. Munich, Sophie on 2.
Where with you on 2, Sophie? Go ahead.
All right, I don't know if you got my last message, but Relax Pro connection, Garmin, watch, everything works nominal.
Yeah. Yes, we have got that message, Sophie, and we are very, very happy. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Houston Station, Jack on 2. Step 7.5, the cycle tank drain. The UPA filtering valve is in process. The UPA compressor hose is connected to the compressor port, the red tape end.
Hey, Jack, we copy all that. It's a good config, and it sounds like Anil is able to help you out.
I think he's doing my job for me right now. I'm trying to catch up with everyone. I'm just playing catch-up today.
We're doing great. Thanks, Jack.
Station Huntsville, safety ground 2 for Jack. At your convenience, if you could move that camera view down just so we can see that ad step blocker that you're taking out.
Oh, we thought you were going to request a view of me, but we will give you a view of the ad set blocker.
Jessica, you're always welcome to take the camera view. Oh, we love that glamour shot down here. And that view looks great, even though Jessica's not in it anymore. Station Huntsville, space around 2 for Anil and Fasteners. If you guys are having trouble getting Glacier out, we were only expecting the top left and bottom right fasteners to be engaged. And so if you're trying to manipulate the other two, that might be where you're having issues.
We copy that. It's a nice handover moment for our friend Anil.
The new kid on the block.
Totally. He's going to spread his wings in a few weeks when we leave. So, you know, we're giving it all, everything we can.
We'll keep him honest for you.
We know you will.
So, Jack on 2, after moving out, let the pilots need a Catmon take over the vents. I understand that Glacier's going right there, right? So those should remain untaped so Glacier has access to it, or is there something else going on?
Yeah, you're correct. All of the locations where the lockers are being installed should have uncovered vents. We left those in just in case you guys got off sync or we didn't complete the procedures today. But you're correct. They should stay uncovered.
Okay, cool. That makes sense. Thanks.
Until station on 2 for Glacier.
Go for Glacier.
On the overhead 4 location, the locker 4 power was switched on and no light went on. Jack thought it might be burned out.
And we copy, and that's expected. Station Huntsville, space on 2 for Jack or Anil, and one closeout question.
Anil on 2.
Anil, just for warm fuzzies down here, we want to verify that there are vent closeout panels installed in that empty locker under ADSEP.
Yeah, I took the 2 from overhead 4 and put them into overhead 2, so they're on 2 there.
Perfect. Just as expected. Thank you. And for more clarification on that locker bulb, it's not burnt out. We just haven't applied power yet, so you should expect to see that come on later.
Copy. Thanks. Tim Station, Jackson, on the juice for go in step 136, you have an EVA loop scrub deconfig.
Jack, you're reading our minds on the deuce. You are go for those steps.
136, thank you, sir.
Station Houston on 2. Just a quick heads up. Flight and I will be off the devices for a bit, but we'll be watching. Just want to give you that heads up. Copy OK, symbol.
Houston Airlock, I know you guys aren't talking back to us, but you're go for step 258, 259, and 260 in Leap Scrub Deconfig.
And Huntsville, copy Jack. We'll let him know. 258, 259, 260, Leap Scrub.
Thanks, Huntsville.
Airlock Houston, we are back with you. We did copy your call, and we're going to take those steps from the ground. Copy, okay. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and WHC Mansfield.
Ready for the Mansfield.
Hey, Jack, you guys are flying through the timeline today. That's what we like to see. Step 2.2 and your WHC Mansfield, you are go, and we're ready to start that activity early if you are.
Okay. I've got a couple of things that I'm catching up on. I'm happy to do that now if you guys want to head that down. Otherwise, I'll do it for timeline.
Hey, Jack. Yeah, totally understand. Totally your call. We can do it for the timeline. We can also start the EMU swap. We just wanted to offer it up just to give us enough buffer before the event later today. That's all.
Okay, that'll make sense, Seth, and we will flex with music.
Sensation on 2 for email issues.
We're listening. Go ahead.
That yesterday I neglected to follow up with Pluto about a good time to come on board my SSC, so apologies again for that. But just wanted to suggest, if it works for Pluto, I'm happy to have them come on board now-ish. Like, basically, I'm going to be heading to the airlock to work the camera and tool config, so I will not be on my computer if that work time works for them. And then I also wanted to know if they want me to have my email open or closed for them.
Okay, copy all. We are ready to put that in work, and you can leave your email open when we do that.
Okay, copy. Thank you. Houston, airlock on 2.
Jessica, go ahead.
Just a question regarding the EMU swap we just did. We did not take off the D-ring extenders on the suit. I think that's okay because we have 2 right here in the staging area that I can put on my suit. But I know that in the previous round there were some specific instructions for that. So just a question for EVA if they want us to remove those D-ring extenders from the suit that we just put in CASA.
And Jessica, we believe that the D-rings as they are and as you described them is a good config. If that does change, we'll get back to you. I'll copy.
Okay, copy out. Yeah, I'll take these from the staging area to put on my suit, and I will put a crew note in there in tool config when I get to that step to make sure that we're all on the same page.
Sounds like plan. Jessica, if you don't mind me asking, how is the audio quality coming up? We changed over to one of the phones that we might use for the event later. Just giving it a test.
I can definitely hear you, but it doesn't sound as loud and clear as the normal comms, but it would definitely work for the event.
Okay, copy, Owen. How about now?
Something a little bit longer.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
A little bit more static than normal in the background, but it's definitely still readable, so I think it would work.
Okay, copy all. Thank you for helping me with that.
Always here for you, buddy.
And Jessica, back with you with an answer. You are go to use those D-ring extenders as long as you inspected them. How copy?
Inspection is my middle name. I did inspect them. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Airlock Houston for Jessica, no response required. We went on board, and we think we fixed your SSC, and we left you a sticky note of what to do next once you get there. No rush. Copy, thumbs up. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and TeamsLink.
Thanks for the other
day. Hey, Jack, sorry if you're in WHC Ops, but when you get a chance, you can look at the Teams link for the VVIP event later. We already have that set up and ready to go, and when you're ready, we'd like you to take a look at it just to make sure everything's working, and if not, we'll troubleshoot from the ground.
Yeah, I'll put this WHC, finish it up, and then I will log in to make sure it's good.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Houston, I think you did already, but kind of go in 2.2 for WHC flush tank fill.
You are go.
Houston, station team look, link seems like it's working. We're seeing promo video from Artemis 2 running right now.
Okay, Jack, copy all, and that video feed is what we are expecting, so it looks like everything's working out so far. Thank you. And, Jack, we are about to switch to the thicker view on that team's video feed. If you can give us a minute or two to get that routed, and then we'll ask you to see if you can see that as well.
Sounds good. Houston Station, we got a good view of Ficker 1.
Copy, we're waving.
We see everyone waving, we're waving back. Houston Station, Jackson 2, step 3.7, WHC fill, flush water volume 90%, nothing off nominal.
Copy, 90%, nothing off nominal. Thanks, Jack.
Full number of uses, 100172.
We copy, thank you. Station Houston on 2 for Anil since you're floating by.
Nerlon 2. Sounds like I got busted.
Yep, Neil, we got you floating by. Couldn't leave you there. So it seems like you're just wrapping up with ARED. Once you're in a good spot, we would love to get the PAO prep event and test done early if you're on board as well. And to be clear, the
I can either do that and I can get ready and then do that in 10 minutes, or I can do that right now, whatever. If they're equally the same, I'll do it in 10 minutes.
Perfect. 10 minutes works for us. Station Houston on 2 for PAO setup, specifically mic batteries.
Neil with you on 2.
Hey, Neil, before you get configured, just to be extra safe, we would like you to swap out the batteries in both the mic transmitter and receiver. We just like them to be fresh for the event.
Happy battery swap.
Hey, Neil, we have you loud and clear in the room. How are us? Andy Neil, copy all. Just stand by a bit. We have some of the devices on speaker mode here in the room, and we're just trying to get the right config so it sounds, you know, more or less perfect. So stand by. We might ask you to do another call as we configure. And Station Houston, back with you on 2. Scene looks good. We would like a long 10 count and then some additional words after that. And Daniel, apologies. Houston's back with you on 2 after a teacher's handover. KU and S-band have locked up, and we will take that 10 count plus some additional words afterwards. And Daniel, apologies. If you can just do a repeat of that, but make sure you're in the camera field of view. And voices. And Daniel, copy all. You're synced with the audio and visual, and you sounded good here in the room. Copy, you're going to adjust the camera a little bit. Station Houston on 2 for Complan Big Picture for event.
Houston, we're listening for your Big Picture words.
Hey, Jack, so just a heads up, we do expect to start on time. And then for any calls that are systems related, again, not expected, but if we need to call Sophie or Sophie needed to call us, we can do that on Space to Ground 3. The VVIP will not have Space to Ground 3 on his device. How copy?
We're copying all that.
Great. And then best effort, I will try to quietly give you guys a status on Space to Ground 3 when the VVIP is in the room and if we expect to go on time or not. We will definitely call you up per the script to start the event nonetheless.
Okay, all that makes sense, and we'll have 3 enabled until the last minute, and we'll probably turn it off in here in the airlock.
Okay, copy all. Sounds like a plan. And Airlock Houston, the scene looks good. We did have that good initial voice check. If we can get one more voice check down just to make sure everything is configured perfectly, we'll call it a go. Okay, copy all. Thanks, Jack. You guys sound great. You guys are looking great. I think that's a good scene and voice.
Good day from Mission Control Houston at the Johnson Space Center. You're with us in the International Space Station Flight Control Room, where at this hour we are awaiting the arrival of the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, who is coming to Mission Control to be greeted by officials and flight controllers and to have an opportunity to talk to members of the Expedition 75 crew aboard the International Space Station. On a day in which a full moon rose overhead, the President just awarded the four astronauts of the Artemis II crew the Congressional Space Medal of Honor for their historic circumnavigation of the moon during the Artemis II mission back in April. We're in Flight Control Room 1 here in Mission Control, one floor down from the historic control room where we controlled humanity's first steps on the surface of the moon on July 20, 1969. President Trump will be briefed on space station operations by Dana Weigel, the program manager for the Low Earth Orbit Program, and will be greeted by Flight Director Pooja Jaswrani, who's our Orbit 2 Flight Director on console today, before he spends a few minutes talking to Space Station Commander Jessica Meir of NASA and NASA crewmates Jack Hathaway and Anil Menon. Meir and Hathaway launched to the station on the SpaceX Dragon Freedom in February, Freedom being a fitting tie to the President's visit here today. Meir and Hathaway are in the final weeks of their planned six-month mission. Menon launched to the station back in July for an eight-month mission. The flight control team here is part of operations that monitors the International Space Station and its crew 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, the operations that have presided over the space station since its first Element launch in November 1998, and the start of a continuous human presence since November 2000. This is the first time a sitting president will have called astronauts on the International Space Station from here in Mission Control, the third time a sitting president will have called astronauts in space from Mission Control. President Ronald Reagan did so during the STS-2 mission with Joe Engel and Dick Truly aboard the shuttle Columbia in 1981. President Bill Clinton talked to the astronauts aboard the shuttle Discovery during the STS-60 mission from Mission Control in 1994. So we are just moments away from the President of the United States entering the room for his greeting by officials here and an opportunity to talk to the Expedition 75 crew aboard the International Space Station. They will be situated in front of the Quest airlock, which has been the scene of a lot of activity over the past several weeks with spacewalks, another one in the offing this coming Tuesday. For situational awareness, the International Space Station is orbiting 260 miles above the Earth, flying from northwest to southeast in an orbit inclined 51.6 degrees to either side of the equator over the eastern Pacific Ocean. At the flight director console with our flight director Pooja Jaswrani is NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman, again just moments away from the arrival in the room of President Donald J. Trump.
Members of Congress have been giving you a call, Mr. President. interesting things happening, and I was safe, and I think it was very important that I said it, because you're talking about stress, but you're also playing a very big part of the military, both defense and offense. And so what you're doing is, a lot of people don't realize that, but what you're doing is very important, and we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
This is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
Houston, this is Station. We are ready for the event.
Well, this is a great honor. To be with you is a great honor, and I just want to thank Jessica, Anil, Jack, great Americans, great patriots, brave people. I wouldn't do it. I will tell you right now, I hate to admit it, I would not want to do it, but some people love it more than anything, and you have amazing courage, and the job you've done even to be selected, along with your fellow compatriots. You have some very good friends on board, too, from different places, and I don't know if they're hearing us, but just welcome them also. But I just want to congratulate you, and today, you know, we announced a very big thing because we're going to do a very special academy, and whether it's West Point, Annapolis, the Coast Guard Academy, if you look at the Air Force Academy, we're going to have an academy for what you people do. Everybody in this room would be excited. And it'll be at the same level. I said, it has to be at the same level. If we're going to do it, it has to be at that very high level. Those are among the hardest schools to get into in the whole country. I would say almost at the top. And that's what we want. So we're going to set that up. And we'll remember this day for that. And I didn't realize it when I announced it. Nobody knew about it. And the room went sort of crazy. They liked it. But we just announced it, and you probably saw. So congratulations on that. Are you feeling well being all the way up there?
Well, first of all, that is very exciting news. We are thrilled to hear it. It's the first we've heard of it as well. And we want to welcome you on board the International Space Station. We and all of our colleagues are very thrilled to have you up here today. We're all doing very well. We've been in the middle of several spacewalks, and we're getting ready for another one next week.
That's very exciting. And I have a couple of people here that are very special to two people, at least. And do you want to say hello? Come on over.
Hi, it's Anna. Great to see you guys up there. We love you guys. You're doing a great job.
Hi, babe. Have a good time up there. We'll see you soon.
It's not bad, right? How could I let them stand here and, you know, they want to say hello and you want to say hello. Who needs Trump? We want to say hello to them, right? It's an honor. This was a big day, and it's a big day actually for our country, and you have some tremendous plans. We have some tremendous plans ahead, and it's going to be something very special. I'm very proud of Space Force because I did that. It was during my term, and a lot of people didn't believe in it. A lot of people in the next administration wanted to end it, and frankly, the military put their foot down. The military absolutely put their foot down. They wouldn't let that happen. There was almost a revolt, and now it's a part of the whole thing. A lot of the victories, when you look at Venezuela, when you look at what we've done with the drug people coming in by boat and by land, frankly, that people don't know about so much. We get all that information from space and from what the people hear and what some others are doing. So it's incredible. Incredible how important it is, such a big deal. And it will get, with the high technology, it will get more and more with years. It'll get more and more important. So congratulations. You're really pioneers in a true sense. They're really pioneers. And Jared certainly is a pioneer. And when I came originally, I went to Florida and looked at the Kennedy Space Center, and it was closed. It was just closed. And the runway was grass-strewn. It had grass growing through the cracks, a lot of cracks and a lot of grass growing through. And now when you look at it, it's like a different world. We're back. But it was sad to watch that. It was very, very sad. Sad time for our country, actually. And I just congratulate everybody, and be careful, be safe, and we love you all. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And I would like to say, as a colonel in the Space Force, that I am very proud to serve in the largest domain imaginable. And last week, I got the great honor of doing a spacewalk and got to look at the space station from the robotic arm and saw the incredible ingenuity that we are capable of. And I'm just so proud and excited that we are going to pave the way to our next journey to the moon, moon base, and Mars. And thank you for propelling us in that direction. We are watching your plans right now come to fruition and grateful for your leadership during this time period. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Would you like to say with that beautiful mustache? I want to get a mustache like that. Would you like to say something? Go ahead. Would you like to say?
Absolutely, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah, the mustache is a lot of fun. You definitely have to have one in space. It's great in microgravity. It's in the great tradition of naval aviation. And if you're going to start an academy, you know, I graduated from the Naval Academy. I'm sure they're more than excited to support it and have it on board. And we're excited to be a part of the American Space Program. You're in MCC right now. Within 50, 100 feet of you are some of the finest minds that we have at NASA, and they're backed up by hundreds and thousands of more people at Johnson and Kennedy and all the centers around the country. America's leadership in the space program is incredible. We're excited about it. We're excited about going to the future, and our big team down at NASA is ready to execute and get Americans back on the surface of the moon.
Thank you very much, and we'll all see you when you get back, right? We're going to see them when they get back good and safe, and God bless you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will continue doing our best to inspire all of the bright minds in the next generation as well. We are so excited about the energy that we feel and the energy that has been kicked off by the Artemis II crew. Thank you for honoring them today as well. We had the pleasure of speaking to them while we were up here on the International Space Station crew to crew, and it made us all incredibly connected and incredibly proud for what we have accomplished as a country and as an international program.
Great job. Very proud. We're going to see you when you get back. In fact, if you want, Oval Office time, right? It's going to be another Oval Office time. We have good luck with the Oval Office, right, Jared? So we'll see you in the Oval Office, okay? Thank you very much. Be safe. God bless you.
Thank you so much for your visit. We hope you have a wonderful stay in Houston.
The president is signing a commemorative plaque. Standing behind him, NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman, and on the left of your screen, Anna Menon, an astronaut candidate and the wife of Anil Menon. Isaacman and Menon flew together on the Polaris Dawn mission on a SpaceX Dragon spacecraft 2 years ago. This is Mission Control Houston. The President of the United States is now leaving the flight control room. Having spoken with members of the Expedition 75 crew and signing a commemorative plaque, which basically lays the groundwork and the foundation for Moon Base, which is the next significant project as we return to the moon and put boots on the moon on a permanent basis. That'll conclude the President's visit to Mission Control here in Houston, and we will wrap up our coverage here for the day. We hope you've enjoyed the coverage throughout the course of the morning and the early afternoon hours. And for now, this is Mission Control Houston.
Station Houston on to, probably obvious to you guys, but a while ago the VVIP left the building, so we're back to normal config in Vicar 1.
Happy and thanks.
Thank you, guys. Great event.
So, Station Jackson on the deuce for Stowage.
I'm Phil's with you on two.
Awesome. I got that double cold bag swapped out earlier today. I found a foam box labeled centrifuge in the slot where the MVP got moved to, and you guys told me where to put it, and I cannot find my note. Can you hook me up with where you want this foam box centrifuge, part number BST-A410?
We are checking. Station Huntsville on Spacecraft 2 for Jack and centrifuge foam. We would like you to put it at JLP Aft 1, Bravo 1, Charlie 1.
All right, JLP Aft 1, Bravo 1, Charlie 1, thanks.
Thank you.
Huntsville Station, Jackson 2 for Ham Video.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
But did the Ham Video check, and it turned out that the ISS Ham Video RF cable that plugs into the ISS Ham Video RF filter. So that's P01 on the Ham Video side to J1 on the RF filter side. That connection was not fully screwed on. So I fully screwed it on. Hopefully that will solve the problem. Photos will be on SSC9 for you if you need it.
That is excellent, and we'll let our team know on the ground.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie and EMEU cable troubleshooting.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Sophie, when you get to your cable troubleshooting, there is somewhat of a lengthy LOS during that activity. When you get to step 18, you're go to proceed through that step, and you could put any findings in a crew note, and then we'll see it on the other side of the LOS.
Sophie, go step 18, and I'll see you after the LOS. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Spacecraft 2 for Jack and stowage help at your convenience.
Well, Jack, buddies, what do you guys need?
One more stowage question, also related to an earlier activity today. On Orbit 1, you found a Ziploc labeled SAMS adapter plate fasteners that we had you move to JLP-1 Golf inside a larger SAMS hardware Ziploc. We think that Ziploc you found might actually contain a missing SAMS 2 speed track device that's been missing for several months. Would you mind checking inside that Ziploc for us?
Yeah, there was only one Ziploc in there, and it contained like 8 bolts. There was no speed track adapter or anything like that.
All right. That matches what we were tracking on the ground. So that speed track device is still missing. We appreciate your help, though, today. That's all from Huntsville.
Yeah, no worries, and it's in JLP Aft 2 Golf, right, not JLP Aft 1 Golf.
We will update our documentation on the ground. You can leave it at JPM Aft 2 Golf.
Okay, yeah, the SAMS bag's in Aft 2 Golf. I don't think there's much of anything in Aft 1 Golf. Just wanted to make sure I'm putting stuff in the right place.
That works with us.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie, and quick question.
Please leave me on 2.
Hey, Sophie, we see that you have the troubleshooting marked active, but we don't see anything with the REBA install, that flexible activity that's currently on the timeline right before it. No worries if you already did it, but we just wanted to remind you that the REBA install needs to be done before we actually do the troubleshooting.
Copy. Thanks for this reminder. I was scratching my head to understand really how I'm going to do this procedure for the shoulder bearing in the cable. I was just reading everything I needed to do before, but thanks. I'll do the REBA first.
Okay, copy all, no worries, and we will be here if you need help.
Thanks a lot.
And Station Houston on 2 for Anil and solution to your midday meal Doug question.
And Sophie on 2 for double check, triple check.
Go for a quadruple check.
Alright, so yeah, it was indeed up. So the REBA was up, everything was up nominal per procedure. And just if you still haven't seen my crew note, the repair went nominal. Glove heater's checkout was nominal too, so everything was great. I did send the pictures to our EDA flight director and suit engineer as well.
Yeah, Sophie, thanks for that. We copy all, and we do see the crew note now, so thank you.
All right, good news, thanks.